Hey friend, it's David Nabinsky here in Brooklyn. So excited for this bonus podcast episode that curates five stories from prior podcast episodes related to serendipity, new opportunities, and related to being one email away. One email away from a new project, a new collaborator, a new job, a new role. And so I wanted to curate these clips for you to hear different stories, and hopefully this gives you more context and more inspiration to send that one email that could change your day, could change your week, could change your month. But there's just a lot of opportunity from thoughtful, generous, valuable email outreach. It's how a lot of the podcast guests that I've gotten on the show has been through cold outreach. And hopefully this episode encourages you to do so. And as I mentioned, these are five clips from prior podcast episodes that I've shared for you. As always, this episode with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There, you can also subscribe to my newsletter called One Email Away, which has the best insights from the podcast and FriendSource job opportunities. So similarly, my newsletter, the One Email Away newsletter, really tries to only provide referable jobs. So things that you see on there is through friends that I would like to try to connect you to them. Online job boards are just really not that effective, and people want to hire from their friends or friends of friends. And so every 2 weeks I send out this newsletter. And so would love to have you come along for that journey and to hopefully find a new opportunity that you're looking for. So with that, I will turn it over to these five clips. So here we go. And this first clip is from Chris Williamson. Chris is the host of the very popular Modern Wisdom podcast. Chris was a guest on episode 134. That episode, you'll learn a lot about the value of hard work and how consistency and doing things that you are going to say that you can do are really will make you stand out. And there's just a lot of great insights on that episode. So definitely check that out and check out Chris's show as well. So one of the main ideas that I have is that people are kind of one email away from, you know, a new business partner, new client, a new, you name it. Are you able to speak to many examples of how one email or one kind of conversation changed your trajectory a little bit?
Absolutely. So again, my background is as a club promoter, and that's essentially network marketing. So I get a bunch of managers that work for me who are well-known guys around town, and then they get guest listers that work for them, and those guest listers have friends, and those friends want to party, and I tell the managers to tell the reps to tell the people to come to the club, and then we get 1,000 people in a nightclub. So the power of network marketing, i.e. me reaching out to someone, and that high agency behavior of just doing it. Also, I've stood on the street and PR'd, you know, giving out flyers or wristbands like, come to my nightclub. I've done that for years and years and years, and then taught other people to do it as well. And that gives you a particular immunity and invulnerability to rejection, which is quite nice. And I still do fear, like everyone does, fear rejection. But yeah, that kind of sets the framework, I suppose. Again, for I'm not some superhuman person who just happens to be firing off emails left, right, and center, or natively not have a fear of failure. It's just that I've trained myself to do that because of the background that I have. George McGill, Mental Models 101, 102, 103, the guy behind the Naval bot and the Taleb bot, and he's soon to do, I think, Shane Parrish's advertising now for Farnham Street because it sucks, or it did suck. And he reached out to me because he saw I was coming to his old place of work to podcast with his COO, reached out to me on Instagram and said, hey man, let's exchange Google Chrome extensions, and I'll show you where the best coffee at my work office is. I've got a secret stash. And now, 2.5 years later, we're best friends. We're talking about going on holiday together. I must speak to him once or twice a week. He's in the most active group chat that I'm in. He's been on my show 3 times. We got voted the number four podcast in the world by Podcast Notes last year, 2019. So that's one DM. And really, what's the worst that can happen? Like, it's trite to say it, but like, what is the worst that can happen? Someone just ignores your message. No one is going to go out of their way to reply and make you feel dumb.
Great. And this next clip is from Shripriya Mahesh from episode 165, where we talked a lot about living a life of regret minimization and career agency, and how Shripriya has been blogging for many years, worked in product at leading tech companies, and is currently a venture capitalist. She's had a lot of excellence in many different fields. And here we go. Is there I have this like concept a little bit around like people are kind of one email away from a new job or new podcast episode or new, you know, important relationship. Has there been any examples of like one random cold email or one random email that kind of changed some of your trajectory?
I'm trying to think. I would say I've definitely been in situations where a random inbound to me connected me with someone that I ended up working with or that I ended up helping in some way. I don't send that many random inbounds, but I've sent random DMs to people, right? And been like, and then I've ended up either co-investing with them or becoming a friend. That has certainly happened. Right. And so I think the most recent one is one where I was Twitter friends with someone for several years because we had a mutual Twitter friend, and this person reached out because of film and tech and just mutual interests. And we stayed in touch maybe for 10 years. And as we were looking for a hire at Sparrow Ventures, I actually was like, wait a second, what about this person? And I just reached out to him and I said, hey, really random, but we have this role and based on what I know of you, this might be really interesting. And we ended up hiring him.
This next clip is from Scott Britton, the co-founder of Troops, from episode 161, which we talked a lot about career market fit. So how to find personal career market fit, very similar to a company tries to find product market fit. We also talked a lot about life hacks, like not having meetings in the morning, and also how podcasting is a life hack, and how Scott has used the Troops business podcast as a way to connect with clients as well. So here we go. Anything else on kind of email? One of the kind of principles or a core idea of the show is like people are kind of like one email away from, you know, something that could really make a big impact. Any examples to like a cold email that had a big impact or any thoughts on that topic?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Like, I think like that is the beauty of email is like, ultimately, like assuming you can find someone's email, like you can really like have the opportunity to get anybody's attention and communicate something to them that you want. And, you know, it's just one cool email example. I was emailing, my one friend had this company and he wanted me to do marketing consulting for them. And this was when I was doing Lifelong Learner, you know, and I was doing consulting and he's like, dude, I really want to promote our blog. And his company was really cool. He was like running it from all over the world. And this was in like 2011. And he was like growing a big ass company. And so I was like, you know, Tim Ferriss talks about this. And so I emailed Tim Ferriss and said, hey, I know you wrote about like 4-hour work week and building a business for running the world, but a lot of people, like that are doing that are like these little lifestyle entrepreneurs and they're not really building big ass businesses. And I know a guy who's doing that and has traveled to XYZ companies and his business is doing over $100 million in revenue. Would you be interested in featuring him? And ultimately, they did do a feature on him, and that company, that blog post has generated like over $10 million in sales for his business. And I was the guy that got it placed. And so I now can claim like, hey, you know, in one email, that email generated $10 million for my friend and his business. I didn't get a $10 million, but I can go to someone and be like, yeah, I've drove $10 million of business for one of my marketing clients. And I can say that truthfully. So that's one just small example, but you know, like if I didn't have the courage and just to ask and to do it, like that would have never happened. And so there's like a million examples of that in the internet. And that's why I think it's so fun and cool. And, you know, I think if you have a compelling reason that offers value to somebody else, you absolutely should reach out. There's only things to gain and certainly a lot more to gain than to lose.
Great. And this next clip is from Shivani Berry, the founder and CEO of Ascend, a leadership company for female leaders. In episode 167, we talked a lot about how Shivani started and grew Ascend, including the role of online workshops and how she was able to grow the business through word of mouth and creating a really incredible product that other people told each other about. So here we go. Shivani, I have an idea that like sometimes people are kind of like one email away from, you know, a new business partner, a new job, a new podcast guest. Any examples of like a random serendipitous email that, you know, just kind of turned into something a lot more than you initially anticipated?
Oh, yes. I am also like a strong believer in just whether it's an email or a meeting or, you know, just like reaching out. My personal philosophy is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So just send it. If the person says no, it's fine. You'll move on. Getting a no is very normal. But if they say yes, it is such a great opportunity. I mean, there's so many that come to mind. I remember when I was graduating from Harvard for business school in the middle, like in summer, we have to go do an internship. And I like really wanted to work at this startup called Intercom. You know, they weren't taking interns. They were like really small company. And so I just reached out to someone asking for an intro. I wasn't sure if they said yes or not. But basically I just like reached out, spent a lot of time preparing that email, created like a short pitch on like what I could contribute to the company. And it turned into, so like they said yes to the meeting. Then I came in and met with them. I got the internship. I came back full-time after I graduated from business school. It was like, it's all started with one email and just putting a lot of thought into it.
Great. And this next clip is with Andrew Berry from episode 156, where we talked a lot about how to create transformational online courses, cohort-based courses, the creator economy landscape, and the ecosystem related to cohort-based courses, and how people can experiment, how people can learn, how people can connect, how people can find meaning in these online workshops, cohort-based courses. So here we go with Andrew. I have this, an ideas around how sometimes people are kind of one email away from a new project, a new collaborator, a new job, et cetera. Talk to me a little bit about maybe a direct message from one of the co-founders of On Deck and kind of how this On Deck program director role came to be.
Yeah. I mean, I love this. You've clearly done your research here as well. So I love that, by the way, one email away concept. That's so, so true. And it's so powerful once you realize that. One of the best things, just as a starting point, this plays into the story, is just get on Twitter. It's definitely the best platform I've seen for this. And just start sharing, learn in public, you know, build in public, invite people in to help you build it. So that's where I started. Like, I said earlier, I had 300 people, you know, following me back in August. And so I started writing a bunch of stuff, you know, that grew to probably 800 or so, where in November I announced I'm going to start an online course, and it was going to be under Curious Lion. And I asked a bunch of people to sign up. And again, I had like 800 people follow me. It wasn't a lot, but like 70 people put their email address in saying, yeah, I want to hear about this every week. It's like, wow, okay, this thing's got legs. Like, this is interesting. And so I started jumping on a ton of calls with people and just like, what would you want to get out of it? Like trying to really learn what the pain points were and all that sort of stuff. And also, by the way, made just some really great relationships and friendships through that. One of those is a guy who called Robbie Crabtree. He's also now at On Deck. We became friends. I helped him a bit with his course at the end of that year. It was also around that time, August, October, November. And then he got approached because he had his course. It ran. And then right after that, On Deck approached him. They had a conversation. And in that conversation, he brought up my name, or like, yeah, it, basically that, I think that's where I got on Eric Torenberg's radar. And now On Deck had been talking and been thinking internally about creating a course on course creation for a while. And so it was like Friday night that him and Robbie spoke. Saturday morning, we jumped on a call together. And I just remember walking down the East River here in Long Island City with my son strapped to my chest, and I'm on the phone with Eric, and it's like an hour later, we're still talking about the future of education and what like a good, you know, online course should look like. And obviously he thinks very deeply about that, having built On Deck and saw that rapid growth that they had starting last year. And so it was just, I just felt so aligned. And I think he felt the same way clearly, because, you know, they extended an offer at the end of December. And then I agreed to sign up and it was just, and join them. And it was just an amazing opportunity for me to grow something that I really wanted to do. And I was ready to put in 2 years to get it to kind of the size that it's at now. But I mean, being able to do that in 3 months with them, which is crazy, you know? So yeah, you just never know. And I feel like I said this earlier, I felt like so lucky that it happened quickly, but it also still wasn't an overnight success. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years.
and also you started sharing more, and I wish that I started creating content earlier.
Me too.
Sounds like, yeah. Any other examples of kind of one emails or anything like that has really kind of changed some things as we're starting to wrap up a little bit here?
Yeah. I mean, for Curious Lion, all of our big clients have come from the opposite of like outbound, cold outbound, you know, like, well, I mean, I'll say that's not true, because I actually did. So one of our biggest clients is PagerDuty. A lot of our big clients since then have come from her. She's been an amazing advocate of ours. And that all started from, first of all, putting out good content, which she was able to read. Because I think what that does is it shortcuts due diligence for people, right? They can see how you think and how you think about stuff that they care about. So to your point, like, start publishing content as soon as you can. And then I messaged her on LinkedIn and out of the blue, and, you know, said something about what she was doing, what she had posted. We jumped on a call. This was, I don't know, 2016, 17. We jumped on a call and she's like, look, I just started at PagerDuty. Don't have any budget, but, you know, it sounds interesting what you're going. And I was like, cool. Didn't think anything else. I had, you know, a bunch of those types of calls during that time, getting a little despondent that like nothing was happening. And, you know, so that was also interesting in retrospect, is just be patient. But yeah, a year later, she got back in touch with me like out of the blue and said, hey, like, you know, just started to grow my team. I have a bit more budget now. I've got this little project we want to start with. So she brought us on board. We started with that, and we've been a client ever since. And that's probably 3 years now that we've been with them.
Amazing.
Yeah. You just never know where these conversations go. I mean, even just you and I talking now, like, you, who knows where this is going to end up.
I'm excited.
Me too.
And there you have it, friend. Five stories, five examples of how one email, one message, one new connection, one new relationship has sparked new opportunities. And just so excited for your one email, and so excited for you to learn from upcoming episodes, for you to build and grow your portfolio career. And as I mentioned, all episodes with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There you can also subscribe to my newsletter called One Email Away. which has the best insights from the podcast and friend-sourced opportunities. Would love to hear what you learned from this episode. I've gotten a lot of really great feedback from these bonus types of episodes, and just really wanted to create something that I think would be really useful to you. Would love to hear what you enjoyed about this, what some other episodes in the future you would like to learn from. Please reach out. I'm just one email away, and or would love to connect on social, whatever is best for you, but would love to hear from you, and really excited for us to build and grow our portfolio careers together. Thank you so much.